Hello, hello. This is Mr. Authentic 838, and we are back with another episode of the Unpacking Podcast. And I got Motown Gaming. We got old Christopher Robbins. Well, he's here. He probably just can't hear us right now. Well, we got a very, we got a good topic today. Motown, you want to do the honors of, this is Motown's topic, so,
because it's my topic, don't mean I want to start it, sir.
Okay, well, the topic.
This is A before you.
Okay, well, today's topic is dick discipline. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Double D, double D. So, what do you mean when you say dick discipline? What are you talking about?
So we gonna go ahead and jump all the way in this. Go from the sidewalk into the DB, but not the sidewalk, but the bank. Anybody who's been swimming over the top, I'll pay you. Meanwhile, back on the subject. So if you look at our music, you look at our entertainment, mainly us melanated individuals, because I don't like saying black no more. We ain't that goddamn black. Black is black. You can't see shit in black. We melanated. But that's neither here nor there. When you look at that, it's everything is sexual. So it's real hard to not push yourself into
a sex first
mindset. Because every time you look, you
what is it?
It's some everything in some shape, form, or fashion in every form of entertainment, app, TV, fucking news, dark web.
What did you call it?
Huh?
What did you call it?
Which one?
What did you say? It's hard to stay out of the what?
Oh, the sexual mindset.
Oh, that ain't what you said, though. What was it you said?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think it was. I don't know. I said a whole lot of shit before then. After then,
I thought you said it.
Hell no, I ain't saying shit, but I like it though. It'll be the sex first. Mm-hmm. So everything that we, especially with our phones, that can pretty much take us to any goddamn form of, I'm not going to say malevolent activity, because sex ain't really malevolent, but you gotta have that shit in moderation. But moderation is not something that this world dabbles well in.
I agree. I definitely agree. It's really hard to be disciplined when there's...
Elaborate on that.
It's so difficult to be disciplined when there's so much booty out here that you can get on a regular, on ease. And then, you know...
Yeah, but it's got an ass like playing Pokemon Go. All you gotta do is cut the thing on. You're gonna walk up on it and see it.
It's crazy. And, you know, sex sells. So... a lot of the music and certain things that we listen to, it's provocative, so it subconsciously makes people want to be more provocative.
It gets the people going. My bad. Yeah, I think something about in my head. See, my verse continues.
It makes people become mannish.
I think people have always been mannish because we emulate what we see. Even as kids, you run around the house, you watch your mom and dad and them slap each other on the foot or whatnot, or you walk, you mess around. What? You never seen your parents slap each other on the cheeks?
My mom was a single parent.
Oh, shit. It ain't got to be your mom and dad. It could be your auntie, your uncles, your cousins, and hell. Everybody be slapping cheeks.
I did not ever see no shit like that. I wouldn't know what the fuck.
Shit, but a whole lot of people that I grew up around had spouses and things of that nature, so
right.
You get accustomed to seeing it, therefore you don't think it's necessarily a problem, which is not a problem.
Right.
But like they say, too much of anything can be a bad thing, and I think in today's day, we have to filter this shit ourselves. Right. Like I was running through full disclosure, running through my Instagram one day, and my wife was sitting beside me, and when you know you're out here following a whole lot of shenanigans that you ain't supposed to, she happened to catch a glimpse of it. She's like, "Oh, what's that?" So, needless to say, to better help myself manage my own urges, I had to clear out a whole lot of things and a whole lot of my things.
Right.
Because us as men, we're visual creatures. Therefore, right, it's real easy for us to succumb to any kind of body real estate, specifically on whoever we fancy in the world that we live in, whoever we fancy. Too much. What you're following, what you're associated with, who you liking on, and all that good stuff, because the algorithm is real. And the algo gonna give you exactly what you want and whatever frequency you want it in. So if you like 90% of it, that's what's gonna be in your feed. So I think it's definitely getting outrageous, to say the least, especially with OnlyFans and the way everything is. You basically, you can't go nowhere without seeing cheeks. I don't give a damn what time of year it is. Somebody out here got some cheeks somewhere. Save for them. In fact, you ain't even got to be looking for it. You just stumble upon it.
Yeah, man. Grandma's got cheeks now. Like, what's going on?
Ooh, bro, don't even get me started with the grandma in the red dress, but she told her in that down for about 2 months.
Said, dang, grandma. That's got to be a filter.
No, well, that granny was all natural.
That was like, this got to be a filter. That's one of them Snapchat
filters. Hell no, that granny was out here holding all the assets in every shape, form, or fashion.
I just can't believe it. Like,
hey, ain't nothing you. You don't believe there's some fine, melanated individuals out here walking around like that?
I mean, I'm not saying that it isn't, but for my mental health, I just can't believe it.
I see what you did there. Plausible deniability. Yeah, I ain't nothing wrong with it. Plausible deniability. Yeah, I'm working on it. I ain't got that good, goddamn. You know, my young age still take control every now and again.
Plausible deniability is what keeps discipline on check.
Yeah, I'm going to need my testosterone to calm down, because right now we still.
Well, you know.
Run up in this bitch like Buddy on Black Panther.
Boy,
yeah. My bad. Go ahead. Continue.
You know, but I agree, like, I guess like nowadays, like a lot of, and I'm not gonna say, men tend to frolic a lot. Well, I don't know, because women frolic too, or whatever. And I don't know.
We don't need to get started on who frolic more, because that's easy. That's real easy.
I'm not gonna. We're gonna leave that alone. That's not the point that I'm making. The point that I'm trying to make is that, you know, I don't
know who controls it. Can't give it away whenever they want to, but that's neither good nor bad.
I'm not against frolicking about, and as long as you're doing it in a clean, safe.
I'm gonna say, hold on. We need parameters for you to tell people to go out here and frolic now.
All right.
Continue.
I'm all for frolicking about as long as it's safe, clean, and you know everybody's being protected in the most safest way possible.
No. I'm gonna need you to specify safe, sir. Safe ain't just consent, but safe.
Consent.
Right now,
condom.
Safe is safe.
Condom. No protection.
Don't think about condoms when they go. That ain't my safe word.
Well, protection. You know, just stuff to make sure that ain't no stuff being transmitted, and whatever the case is. But
so yeah, I don't even think they going that goddamn far. They out here frolicking with motherfuckers. They don't even know who they what's name is.
I mean, I just feel like maybe you know, it's harder. Maybe it's harder for men to be more disciplined. Well, not all men, but it's hard for some men to have that dick discipline that they should have, because maybe it's because it's so much out here that you can see that you want to taste everything. You're like, man, that looks good. I want to try that. That looks good. I want to try that. And then it makes it to where people aren't easily satisfied with what they have, you know, because there's always something better out there. And then, but just because it looks like it's better, that doesn't mean it's better.
And also, to be clear out here, people, the dark web is a form of big discipline as well.
Right.
Because if you don't manage that, you then desensitize yourself to the real thing. And if you get to a point to where certain things don't happen the way that you would like it to, even though you want to, that can become a thing if you get too deep into it and get too enthralled inside of that goddamn metaverse. Well, as you said it before, it'd be goddamn sexverse.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we have to give it something a little more catchy than that, but that takes some time. We'll come up with something else different. But you're gonna have to also manage that too, but that's a form of it as well. Because if you dive too deep too often, eventually you're gonna get to a point to where it's going to take an extreme to get you there. Because you know, when you're on a dark web, you start to search anything that may tickle your fancy, and even if it don't tickle your fancy, you just run across some shit and be like, I might like that. And whatever you like may not be healthy for you inside a relationship.
You know, the term curiosity kills.
I don't even say that. I'm gonna go ahead and say this. You just gotta be who you with.
So what?
So who you with in your relationship, what that matter? Because a whole bunch of people start that relationship off with all the freaky crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your whole text messages and your phone calls while y'all apart, y'all start that out. And if you started out that way, you gotta learn how to keep it that way.
Right. That's true.
So, you know, it's a discipline for both sides, but I mean, it's just not the same, but it's just your mental.
Right. Everything is mental.
I feel like it's a whole lot easier, but I'm not gonna say easier. It's a different. Feel like this. We have a harder time getting it in opposite sex. Therefore, we would dive into the dark web a lot faster than they would, because they would have a roll of dicks they can just pull out whenever they want to. Not many dudes can do that.
Shit, what you mean?
You know what?
Wait a minute. Before we dive into this motherfucking rabbit hole, y'all are trying to tell me that most dudes can go out here and get some scattered ass?
Oh, yeah.
Most dudes.
Yes.
You're trying to tell me most dudes can go out here and get some scattered ass.
The women are just the same as we are. If they want it, they gonna go get it, no matter who it is.
Right.
Everybody ain't gotta be ugly. I mean, everybody ain't gotta be rich or have deep pockets. A lot of these women's giving out sympathy for us.
Right.
So,
men
can get it just easy as women is. But like I said earlier, it's a mindset that you gotta have.
Exactly.
And you gotta have a mindset to where you can fight that urge, or you gonna have your mindset to where, hey, I'm gonna feed this urge. It's a mindset on whichever side of the board, whichever side of the fence you want to be on. I learned that a long time ago.
And that's
I'm lost right now. Y'all telling me dudes can go out here and just get some ass when they want to? That's funny. So
go ahead. I mean, think about it. Let's unpack that for a moment. It's big dudes out here with, you know, girls that you look at and be like, yo, that's out of your league. How'd you get there?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, and people like, you know, nowadays the females ain't really caring about who they give it to, what they give it to, because they just taking whatever it is and wherever it is. All you got to be is available at this time now. That's it.
Right. It's like, they don't call it scattered ass for no reason.
That's what y'all would like to believe. That's y'all opinion. That's fine.
Let's just be honest about it now, Motown. Like,
what?
Just be honest about it, Motown. Like, you could if you was single, you could probably pull more thread with just your voice alone. So, I mean, and you ain't even got to be the best looking offer. You could probably look like fucking Elmo or any of the Muppets.
Stay out here getting Beyonce. But, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm saying. Like, if Jay-Z...
There ain't been no more lovers out there getting it, but I'm going to let y'all have that. Because in the world that we live in now, people live more so through social media than they do actually going out here and getting it. So I have a hard time believing that.
Wait, listen to what you said. They ain't gonna post that fat dude on social media, but they ain't gonna have him in the pocket. It don't matter. You gonna?
I'm not worried about them. I'm not worried about them posting them. Most people don't even know how to talk to females nowadays. This is why I have a hard time believing what y'all talking about. But go ahead.
You ain't gotta talk no more.
You ain't got to. Yeah.
Allegedly.
I mean, dude.
Well,
like,
that depends on the age range.
Nowadays, like with the way social media is set up. Anything that you're thinking of or any kind of conversation you want to have, you can ask Siri and Siri can talk for you or Google can talk for you or whatever the case
is. I can't even get you with that. I can't even say it's an age range because you got old falling for young falling for old now.
Right.
So the age is all mixed up.
Yeah.
It's your mindset. That's 100% deal it is. If the person is legal, if they 21 and they were a 52-year-old, it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Nowadays, people are more susceptible to that urge instead of it being, you got to be a certain way. If they want it at that certain time, they're going to get it. And your social media, you're not going to put it. Never do that.
I hear y'all. I still wholeheartedly agree. But continue.
So, you know, it just depends on the luck of the draw.
I mean...
Everybody ain't out here fucking like y'all think they are, but all right.
Everybody not fucking.
Two people
fucking.
I said fucking.
Man, people ain't out here. People ain't fucking out there. Bro. People fucking, bro. Like, dead ass. There's a lot of fucking going on.
There's a lot of that going on now.
Yes, for sure.
They teaching fucking at younger ages than what they used to now.
Yeah, kids, like, man, teenagers are fucking. Man, I remember when I was, 13 and 12 years old, girls had cooties or whatever. I wasn't thinking about it. Girl, now, motherfuckers around that age now are already
13 years old and getting pregnant.
You know?
Well, that's been since the beginning of time.
No, but it's worse now than it was back then. Because you got mothers that are still going to the club with their grandkids.
That is facts. So which brother goes and says why you think this is going to need to be on goddamn point? Because they mom may be out there with them too, but you might get two for one, but you better fuck around, don't do it.
Oh, and then don't do it. Be disciplined. That, I mean, that's 100% true. People need discipline.
Yeah,
fuck around here and get a twofer.
Discipline has to be taught. All right.
Depending on what you're looking at, it ain't really being taught.
Well, that's part of the reason why it's so bad.
That's why. It's readily available and out there.
So, let's put ourselves into... Let's put ourselves back into, I don't even want to say high school. You really think about it, you were goddamn feeding in middle school. You set your ass up. We're not getting started on that. That stays in the house. We can't release that.
I didn't even say anything. What are you talking about?
I know exactly what the fuck he's talking about, but we ain't gonna put that out there like that.
I got points. I got points. We're gonna leave it alone. No, go ahead, finish your point.
Yeah, I can't even fucking remember what it is because now his ass over there laughing the fuck up my whole strength.
I didn't even say anything. I'm just being quiet.
I was letting
you go.
Got to be more careful, bro.
You said go back to high school. We going back to high school. Let's go.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure we was going
back to high school.
Goddammit. Yeah. Shit, man.
Oh, Lord.
I'm trying to come over.
Take this in high school. That was non-existent.
That's the issue, though. But how do we come up with a fucking healthy curriculum?
I mean, it's all like
what. No, seriously, I mean, we got all about what to literally come up with a healthy curriculum, because motherfucking people ain't gonna stop goddamn jumping and getting their teeth snaps. I'm sorry, you gonna die scattered ass when it's time. So the question is, how do you navigate the waters without coming up with some little islands and some going about that motherfucker eventually?
It, I mean, it all
there
goes back
one.
To what
it's called. What is that? Not sex ed. It's college.
Not sex ed was in what grade was that?
Like junior high.
Was that home ec or some shit? That was like
home
junior
ec,
high.
Home ec.
Yeah, home ec.
In junior high and high school. That's the whole deal that I was supposed to. Sometimes it taught me how to cook, and so, well, my mama did some of that, but I learned how to, you know, use the oven and cook a lot of stuff there at home ec, but, you know, season and all that came from mama. Home ec teaches you all that. Of course, when you're in elementary school, you get the whole Barbie doll burning and all the other, you know, stuff there that's supposed to scare you away from sex.
Yeah, but anytime you tell a motherfucker not to do something, that'd be the first thing they do.
See, when I was there,
they try to scare you out of it, just like with the dare program for drugs.
They scared the mess out of you because they were talking about how it burned when you pee and everything else. They showed you all the diseases first.
Right.
And did the thing with the little Barbie dolls and stuff like that when I was in middle school. That terrified the mess out of you because you're like, so if I stick it there, I'm a bite.
That damn doll home and shit, that motherfucker crying throughout the night.
And they were like, yeah. Nah, that was like junior high when you got that baby that wouldn't shut up until you gotta learn how to charge. Learn how to take the batteries halfway dead and then leave it halfway dead throughout the night where it don't really make a lot of noise.
Oh my god. This is what left.
Alright, we are not going to do a cheating the system. You should show ass off. Because they're giving these kids goddamn ways to get around them.
I ain't pass y'all tests because y'all, if y'all mama was like my mom, she said that baby cry one more time, I'm going to whoop you like that was a crybaby. So yeah, you learned that real quick.
And
that for a week, it wasn't just a day with us, it was a week.
Excuse my
outburst. We had to alternate when we did. So we kept it for like a whole week, and then your partner's supposed to do for like a whole week. And then on like the third week or whatever, y'all are kind of alternating throughout the day and talking within school. So that thing was very annoying, keeping that thing quiet.
Yeah, it really was. But it definitely
invisible lesson number one.
Home ec really taught you a lot of stuff though, for real.
You couldn't leave that baby nowhere or you got, you know, your credit be gone. Yep. It taught you some things, which I'm surprised that a lot of people didn't catch on to, but I mean it teaches you just be protective if you do it, right? It teaches you to wrap, teach you to strap up, use a condom. It teaches you about, hey, go and get tested. It's just people forget a lot of stuff when you leave school because I ain't never got to use that.
They're not practicing it.
You say people forget? I said, no, I ain't going to say they forget.
People forget it because they get that whole, once you graduate high school, a lot of people get that whole, I'm not going to be using this in real life. So a lot of this stuff now is going to get shipped to the back of your mind to where you forget about it.
Right.
I can't remember the last time I was going to get spooky in the bed about putting the condom on. I don't know about that one. That's scary.
I mean, if it's something you're not...
I got a question. Wait, hang up. I got a question. When was the last time you went and got tested?
Nah, I'm not that active like that.
It don't matter, but they still teach you in school.
Right.
You should barely go get tested every now and then, just to make sure if you took home back, they taught you that.
Yep. I got tested last year in August.
They taught you that, you know, at drink, because, you know, you get diseases after drinking after a person. Saliva.
That's true.
You know, so they taught you about, hey, go get tested. You know what I mean? So, but that's something that you put at the back of your mind, like you said. I'm not that, I wasn't that sexually active. I didn't have to worry about that. I knew my partner. I didn't have to worry about that.
But it's easy to forget because it's not something that you practice or it's not something that you do on a normal basis. You're not going to forget to put a condom on because you used to put it on and when you probably have sex a lot, you know?
Yeah, but you got a lot of people that don't. Yeah, it's a lot of value to, hey, man, I'm just getting it raw because it feels good.
Oh. Right, it feels better raw.
Yeah, it says for number one. Just because it feels good don't mean it's right.
Hey, how many times you got tested after you know you've done that? And then you pop up and somebody else gets something because of something else. It's passed down. And a lot of people, you know,
spreading that shit around like Halloween candy.
I'm not saying they put it at the back of their mind to where it's out of sight, out of mind.
Right. Definitely. And that's when that discipline comes in, you know? Because you have to be, like you said before, you have to be strong-minded and have your mindset on doing the right things so that way you don't make those type of mistakes. You know what I mean? And whatever. So definitely strong-minded and strong-willed. And so that way you can
give. It's a mental thing, but sometimes it takes a little bit more people to help out your mental sometimes.
Right. Because a lot of who you hang around, you know, makes a difference too. Because shit, if you're hanging around people that aren't being safe, well, not only to say they're being active, but they're not practicing safe sex, the odds of you not practicing safe sex are probably a little bit higher. You know, it's not 100% guaranteed because you'll probably still practice safe sex. But you won't practice it as much as you should because the crowd you hang around don't practice it. You know what I mean? So a lot of that plays a factor as well. But like,
you know what?
That, huh?
I'm like, you know what? I don't know about that one because I didn't really get comfortable talking about, you know, outspoken about that until I got to like college.
Yeah, but if they out here diddling in middle school and high school, you got to get comfortable eventually.
Right, but obviously but, comfortable.
I mean, I was diddling around in junior high and high school.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know, I wasn't talking about that until we got to college, though. Until I got to college, when I was like, yo, I did. I wasn't out there with them, you know, even in high school like that.
So when do you feel like you need to start talking about it? Is it when the urges come, or is it after the fact that you're not ready to jump in somebody's seat?
No, I definitely think you should have the conversation before the urges come. So that way you're mentally prepared. So you're mentally prepared for whenever the urges come about. You don't want to wait till the last minute.
Nah, you really want to have it, but be real with you. You got kids. You want to have these conversations pretty much
early as you possibly can.
Because if you wait till they asking you questions,
it's either two options.
One is going to be they either already doing it and they asking you stuff to be on the safe side, or who they're around is starting to pressure. You know, starting to push things. Which I think about this and that. And the third,
right.
So. It is best that you start doing it early as possible. Now, right. If they comfortable to come to you, you make them comfortable when they come to you, and you know, y'all got that relationship where they can come to you, talk, you know, get this out the way. That's understandable. Yeah, all right, then it's cool because y'all open, you got that relationship. But if you don't, then you need to start having that conversation. And that's the same way I was telling, we were talking about earlier, like, yo, how do we start something to get people to learn this? Start a conversation. That's the first thing. That's the first step in learning something.
Mm-hmm. Even if it makes your ass uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's starting that conversation because you need to have a conversation before you can teach or even learn something.
Damn, bro, that's fucking wild.
If conversation started, then it ain't gonna work. So, with your discipline on, you know, the dick discipline, if that was in the collar for the boys, yeah. The girl.
So I got a question. Yeah. Did anybody ever teach y'all dick discipline?
Nope. Learned that right in the hallway.
I had to learn the hallway. Yeah, I had to learn a hard one. Well, think about it. I didn't have a father growing up. I think the only other...
And that's part of the reason why we're going through the shit that we're going through.
Right.
So it's kind of...
Like, my grandfather was there, but he really taught me a bunch of life skill stuff. But not really.
Yeah, that's how to handle urges.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about, like, sex or anything like that. My uncle kind of gave me a crash course. But shit, like Chris said, by the time
I got that. I'm be real, Barry. I ain't had that same thing, but I learned the hard way because I didn't talk.
Right.
Like I say, in junior high and high school, I was running around doing that stuff. I didn't talk until I got the shot, and one of them said that she was pregnant.
All right.
So, you know what? I was petrified.
That's when I talked to my mom about it, and then I
I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I was completely and absolutely petrified. I had too many examples on both sides of my family that showed me the ramifications of this.
Yeah.
So whenever it came up, I was like, nah, I'm good, I passed. Do something else. So I ain't gonna do it. Nope. Don't nothing good come for that shit, but heartache and pain. I'm good.
See, I had older siblings, so I learned the hard way and the easy way.
See, I was the oldest.
I know, on both sides. I was good. I'm just sitting back in the stands like, nope, not playing that game.
Right. And see, everything that I learned, I just taught my brother. So my brother, you know, at the time, I didn't have the dick discipline, but because I already was out in these streets, I was able to help my brother and made my brother have strong dick discipline or whatever the case is and whatever. And then after that, then I just started, as I got older, I started getting better at, you know, like chilling out and whatever. But like Chris said, like a lot of that was mentally too. I wasn't in the right mindset at the time. I was just like, fuck it, you know? But until I really started, you know, wanting more and knowing that there's so much out there and whatever, I need to be more cautious. I need to be more safe. I need to be more secure with just, you know, being frivolous. And then I started slowing down.
I got a question for y'all. I want to say, should they keep it to themselves, but that wouldn't necessarily help the situation. So, basically, I want to say it's simple, but it's really not, because nobody's environment is really just that simple. You never know what kind of situation somebody's going to be in.
Right, everybody's situation
at any given time.
And then a lot of that also plays in how you were raised as well, you know? I start to see as I got older that a lot of households that don't have any discipline, kids tend to frolic about.
Be the ones with no structure.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't even say that, but I would say some of your strict households, they don't have discipline versus your loose household. A lot of people that didn't have that freedom, once they got that freedom, like whether they was going out to college or, you know, they let you go out to high school games and dances more often. Now they got their freedom.
But see, there's a difference between restrictions and discipline. Those people had too many restrictions on not being able to make their own decisions.
No, our restrictions strict. If you grew up in a strict discipline household, you know what I mean?
That's my point.
That's not you.
Because the parents, they give them time to grow and make their own mistakes. Because if you think about it, we all were kids at one point in time. The minute you tell me no, that's going to be the first freaking thing I go out and do. But if you give me the parameters to navigate the outcome out of this shit, then my chances of doing it are less likely, especially doing it irresponsibly, are going to be extremely less likely, because mom or pops put me on game, or both.
Well, you know.
And I don't think people are being put on game.
No, hold on. So you're thinking about the provisions. I'm saying a strict household. So if you got somebody running this shit like a military family, your mindset is different.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because they always leave out the part of why they shouldn't. It's that what they do is tell them no. And that's
No. Not that. Not that kind of strictness. Like on, pretty much like on how you think and what you do with type of stuff. Not just you can't go out here and do this, or you can't go out here and do that because I don't want you there. Because a lot of people that live in that type of household, they tell you why they don't want you going out there. But I don't like you going out there because it's fast and this and that.
It would be nice, but most of them don't. They don't really give you a real, they'd be like, because my word might say so, and you live in my house and they leave it at
that.
Well,
I mean, I would say that it's safe to say that being strict and having discipline are two different things, and whatever, they're not the same, because like what Chris is saying is the strict households are where the kids are so strict. I mean, the parents are so strict that when the kids do get freedom, they don't know how to act. But so then they just kind of frolic about. That doesn't mean that they still didn't have the discipline there, but because they were so strict, is what made them want to go out and do whatever they wanted to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the mindset of the strict household versus a loose lease.
Exactly. And so, like, when it comes to just, and like on Markel's point, when it comes to just no, like, I feel like now you got to elaborate on the no. Like, when I tell Nova no, I give her the reasons why I say no. Instead of like, no, you can't do that. You know? Because all a kid hears no. But they don't hear why you're telling me no. They just hear no. You know? And then in their mind, they're like, man, I don't know why you're telling me no. You know? So sometimes you have to give a kid a reason and break
down.
Somebody
got some background noise. Forgot a radio playing.
Yeah, hold on, there you go.
Sometimes you got to give the child a reason and explain to them why I'm telling you no. When I tell Nova,
nobody want to sit and listen to you talk.
Elaborate.
Okay, so when I tell Nova no, look, she'd be like, she wants to play the game or something like that. And then I'll just be like, no. She gets mad and feels some type of way about why, you know, I want to play this. And I tell her, like, look, the reason why I'm telling you no is because the house is dirty. If you clean up your mess, then you can play the game. But if you don't clean up, then you're not playing the game. That's the reason why I'm telling you no. Then she'll get to the point. Then she'll be like, well, so do you want to clean up? Well, no. Well, do you want to? Well, okay, then you can't play the game. Then she's just like, all right, whatever. You know? But if I just said no, then she just gets upset because all she heard is no and whatever. And then so I think, like, moving when it comes to being a parent, it's really a thin line because you don't want to be too strict and you don't want to be
a helicopter parent.
Right, but you don't want to be too loose neither. It's like you got to find a happy medium because It's man, that people don't understand, like, raising kids is very difficult to do because, like, it's a fine line. And you could fuck it up if you do too much and if you don't do enough, you know?
Yeah, because scare tactics don't work the way that they used to. These new little young mother lovers here, they got a whole different creed.
Right, they don't care. Like, Nova don't give no damn. We'll tell Nova, like, you better not do this.
You're not finna speak that on her. We ain't finna let you do her like that.
Hey, man, Nova don't care.
We are not finna let you speak on her like that.
Nova, like
that's
I said,
the kids growing up now, seriously.
She's built different, man.
We got to teach them different than what we learned.
Right. Man, you know what? I was trying to use your quote the other day, but I could not, on the last podcast, but I could not remember what it was you said about
it. Oh, yeah, chapter one, that you be like, we times create strong men and good men create, what the fuck? Some shit like that.
Say it right there.
Say it again.
Weak parents develop strong kids. Strong kids is going to develop the weak kids, the next generation. So the generation before you was your stronger generation, and because they're giving you what they didn't have or the things that they feel like they deserve but couldn't get. So they're going to make sure the next generation ain't got to feel that same way.
Right.
By doing that, strong generation got to where they at because they worked their way up through there because they didn't want nobody else to be able to take something from them. But the generation that they're raising is, of course, getting all the spoils of what they're doing.
Right.
Not the fact that they worked their hardest to get there, but and usually once you do that, you pretty much giving them a silver spoon in life. So when they get to life, they gonna want that handout everywhere.
Right.
And don't want to go fight for it.
Exactly. But anyways, man, if all hearts are cleared, I think we pretty much wrap this up in a bow.
Hell no, we ain't give them no kind of parameters. No way not to fall into some doohickeys, but don't worry about it.
That's a life lesson, though. That's one that you don't get the, you know, the study questions or the answers until after you already take the test.
Right, and like I said, it's just really a strong mindset.
It shouldn't
mindset
be like
owner.
That, though.
I mean,
everybody that had a study gap, but whether you use that motherfucker or not, it was a whole different conundrum.
But that's life, though, because every situation ain't the same. So everybody's urges are different.
Right.
So like, you can put, but, and that's the bad part about it now. You can do this like school right now. You can teach everybody on one playing field, but everybody ain't going to get it. You might catch one or two people, yeah, but you're going to miss out on a whole bunch of other people trying to give one lesson one way.
No, that's the beauty of all three of us. Each one of us got a different way to be with, try to coach somebody on how not to make a horrible fucking decision that can mess with you for the rest of your life. But I don't think a lot of, like you said before, because they're so fearless, they don't give a damn about nothing. So it's almost at the point where now it's not even like they're going to diss it.
So this is the part where, you know, in some instances, you got to let life be the teacher.
God damn, but life be the teacher. Damn, shit. That's almost like telling somebody not to go. No, because they know if you go out there and sell some shit, 9 out of 10, your ass going to end up getting fucked up. Some shit, form or fashion. You fucked up with him, though. For those y'all who don't know what hemmed up is, it's a happy shit taken up off of you.
No,
or getting locked up by the police, but it's a whole lot different.
That's the only deal. We can have a conversation, get a conversation started to let people learn and you know, teach people, but the person that's on the other end of it, gotta.
I got it, bro. I got it. You're going to keep it real basic. You're going to keep it real fucking basic. If you don't have anybody that you can go and talk to about said situation, try to avoid it until you can get, I'm not going to say right advice, but the right, yeah, I guess it would be advice in certain situations. You would get the right advice from somebody who has to give a damn about you.
That's kind of hard because everybody, you know, it's a lot of wolves in sheep clothing.
That's definitely true, but at the same time, if you try to handle it on your own, we just keep this fucking endless cycle going. Somebody knows somebody who might give a good goddamn.
It's not really an endless cycle, but it's kind of hard till you find out who that person really is for you, though. Because you got to think about it. People go out of school, or let's just say you're going to high school. You don't never start it off with you by yourself in a corner. Usually in high school, you have tons of friends. When you get out of high school and you start doing things for yourself and figuring out better ways for yourself, is when your circle start getting smaller.
Facts.
Yeah, so, that's definitely what it
you
is.
You know, when you have to say, you know, hey, see about stuff in your corner, it's a lot of people that's faking in your corner until something truly happens that show you that they're not meant to be there.
Right.
So you could be taking advice from somebody that seemed like they for you, but they not. So that's why I say.
But wouldn't that advice kind of tell you how they feel about you as well? But people don't have that kind of insight either. Don't talk about y'all.
Because when you okay, there you go. What I'm saying, we put this back as if you're in high school. When you're in high school, all you're thinking about is cool crowd, being the hip kid, being a job.
And fitting in, yeah.
You're not really thinking about, you know, I should be sitting back and, you know, just piecing out what's going on, scoping the whole crowd and everything. Yeah. There's a couple of them that do things like that that's a little bit more advanced, but there's a lot of them that's not. So their main focus is either going to be sports or being the popular people.
That's true.
So that's why this the easy way to solve that is a conversation. Start a conversation.
Nice.
It ain't gotta be with somebody that you ain't got no trust in, nothing like that. Just start a conversation, because as you talk more, you realize more. The more words get put out there.
Right, because a lot of that talk is people are listening to that. So that way they can learn from those type of people that have gone through those mistakes.
You hear people, like even right now, this right here has been a conversation. Why? Because it's three different people with different outcomes and three different...
The missus said something too, don't you throw her out there like that?
She said she didn't want to hear Chris.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I tried. But that's pretty much what it is, though. You got to have a conversation. It ain't got to be big. It ain't got to be drawn out. But the more you conversate, the deeper you go into certain things. So if it's, no matter whether it's financial, family, you know, am I making the right choice? It's always going to be something. And as you said, you know, you're gonna be able to, like you say, eventually you should be able to read out that advice works, that advice don't work, that advice might be good, that advice right there is a horrible idea. All that start coming into play, because as you have a conversation, everything is going to get thrown out. But have a start a conversation, don't start it as, hey, can you teach me this or can you teach me that? That's what we mess up at, because when you ask somebody to teach you, they only teach you
what they know.
What they know,
what
right.
What they have experienced.
Or what they've experienced. And every time, it's not always the best thing for a certain situation.
Right.
Because it might have worked for that person at that moment in time, wherever that person was at. But when you do that at your moment in time, or wherever you at in life, it might end badly for you.
That's true.
Yeah. I can't fight that one. That make a whole lot of fucking sense.
So conversation is the easiest way to tell somebody if you, they want advice or they want to start figuring out some stuff. Conversation.
Well.
Because you're more susceptible to what you hear versus what somebody's really trying to show you.
Facts.
That's a fact. Well, folks, I mean, should we push one good one out? It's one hell of a one. I got us another topic that we're going to talk about, probably later on this week and whatever. But if all hearts are cleared, is there anything else y'all want to add to that?
Because yeah.
He pretty much shut it down.
If you like what you hear, go like, follow, subscribe, and share.
Also, don't keep that shit on the inside. Tell somebody.
Right, right. Like Chris said, conversation rules the nation. It really does.
Always up the album.
And whatever. And to add to that point, like, it's okay to be vulnerable to have those type of conversations, even if you're a man and whatever. So don't fall into
the stereotypical
man where men don't cry.
We ain't got no feelings. Like, we can't be soft and all that dumb ass shit.
Right. The fact that we're having these conversations about this type of stuff is being vulnerable. So this is an example of vulnerability. Vulnerability. I cannot get that word out. Yeah, I cannot get it out. But anyways, man, with that being said, man, if you guys like everything we said and everything we have to offer, I appreciate it. If you guys didn't like anything that we said or like anything we had to offer, that's cool too. Today is the Unpacking Podcast, and we've unpacked. What are you doing?
He's sleeping. Take your ass to sleep.
You gonna say hi?
Say hi. God damn, your ass sleepy as shit. Make sure you hit the save button first. Don't you press nothing else on that
Daddy,
damn phone.
Yes.
You walk out of time. Yeah. Daddy, you can work.
Yes. I got nowhere. She just walked outside.